Shalom, this is Billy Brailman, the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. We've got a witness today, a witness of going to heaven. And if you didn't get in on all the preliminary ones, he won't have time to catch you all up on this, but he died in a terrible accident and went to heaven. And Dr. Gary Wood told us all last week, you can go on the archives and listen up to now. And today, we're already in heaven.
Yes. It's so exciting. It was December 23rd, 1966 that I went there. And my lovely wife, Dina, often says to me, earth to Gary, you know, because she realizes at times I'm more over there than
I am.
Do
you really
here.
Think about it now?
Absolutely. It never happens that a day goes by that I don't reflect upon it, remember, and I tell my story somehow, some way, in some form every day, Billy, of my life. God gives me an opportunity to share it with somebody, or I just talk about it, even if I'm home or with Dina or whatever. Every day, heaven is a real place. I've been to Disneyland, I've been to Disney World, but heaven is a real place on God's map. It's a place where we, the children of God, are going to spend eternity. When I was there on December 23rd, 1966, I died in this automobile accident. And I remember I was looking at the throne room of God. And I mentioned this, but I found the actual dimensions here. The throne of God rests on a large oval white structure. It's like a diamond. It's crystal clear. It's about 100 miles wide. It's 50 miles from front to back, and it's 75 miles high.
Just the throne.
Just the throne, yeah. And God appears like a young man. Is how
what
he appears.
What could you see of him?
Just his the glory. When I say the glory, a brilliant light. But it was in the form of a young man, maybe around the age, you know, of 30 to 33, something along in that area. I remember seeing angels. Now, the Bible talks about a variety of angels. The mm-hmm. Bible talks about angels with no wings, angels with two wings, four wings, six wings. These angels have six wings, and they're called cherubims.
The ones around the throne.
The ones around the throne. And they're constantly hovering around the throne, flying around the throne, and they're saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." And they're constantly just buzzing around. That's not a good word, but that's the word I guess I could use to relate. And they're carrying these golden bowls. And from it, I saw this watery substance emitting. And I asked my friend, I said, "What is that?" And
he said, "Your friend John, who was assigned to guide you around heaven, he had already
been killed." Yeah, this is a new week, and I forgot about that.
A new week, and they don't know who John is.
John is a friend that was in high school, and I knew him exactly like I knew him when I saw him there when he was alive.
And he was appointed to guide you.
Everyone has someone that's appointed to them. We talked about, and I heard you say this on Gloria Copeland's program, that Oral Roberts, people were excited about when they mm-hmm. Oral Roberts is coming home. They knew mm-hmm. that. Well, mm-hmm. the people in heaven know when someone's coming home. Mm-hmm. And so they get prepared, and some specific person or others, maybe several people. With me, it was my friend John. He was assigned to
You were just how old?
I was 18 years old.
And John died when he was how old?
He would have been 17.
17, killed in a car wreck.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so I immediately recognized him. And these angels were carrying these bows and had this watery substance. And I asked John, I said, "What is that?" And he said, "That's the tears of the saints on the earth below." So every time you shed a tear.
In prayer. That's what it says.
In prayer.
When you're
because
praying.
There's no tears in heaven. But if you're praying, in Revelation it talks about the angels come and they gather those tears. They're precious. They don't just dissolve into your clothing. But when you're praying for your children to come to know the Lord, or you're praying for healing for someone or for yourself, those tears are precious to God. And literally, he sends this angel, and this angel takes them and cups them and brings them directly to God on your behalf. And then I saw them carrying something like the effect of dry ice. It was just bellowing out and overflowing. And I asked my friend, I said, "What's that?" And he said, "That's the praises of God's people on the earth and in heaven above." So that when we're rejoicing and praising God, the Bible says the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. And so he's sending these angels, and they're gathering all this praise. And they're just taking it. You know, to me, that makes me want to praise God more enthusiastically than I ever have before. And I always challenge people to do that, to begin to praise the Lord at this point in my testimony, because that's where the Lord comes and He inhabits that. Billy, when I was up there in heaven, I saw, this is the only way I know how to describe it. I have a background in music. When I was in high school, I had won a singing scholarship for 3 years in a row where I attended college. And then I had the accident. And later entered into the ministry. Never planned on entering into the ministry. I was planning on being a gospel singer. I was a gospel singer in the Southern Baptist Convention, held revivals all over the United States, and led crusade choirs. My hero was Cliff Barrels of the Billy Graham team. And anyway, I was up there, and I was talking about something there. Just, man, I just lost my train.
I think you were talking about the notes.
The music. Thank you. The musical notes just floated. I just saw musical notes. That's the way I know how to describe it. They floated across the mountains. And these musical notes, Shelley, would enter into people. This is Billy's daughter sitting here in the studio with us. Entered into people, and then they just broke out into song. And they would sing songs. Now, I've been in several services with Shelley, and Shelley operates in this realm. Mm-hmm. She'll just start singing a spirit song. Mm-hmm. And it will just be something directly from the throne room of God, and it'll just bless our hearts and the people that are listening. If you ever heard her, you understand what I'm talking about. And it just melts your heart and takes you right into the presence of the Lord God. You know, well, I saw that. I saw flowers with faces. The streets are called Hallelujah Boulevard and Praise the Lord Avenue.
Really?
The flowers have faces and they sing. The trees clap, you know. I go at a real strong pace. I'm up here having a time with my wife, just celebrating our 40th anniversary. But people often say to me, wedding anniversary, people often say to me, Brother Wood, you need to slow down. Well, I'm not going to let some tree outclap me. I'm not going to let some flower out sing me. I'm going to praise Him in the morning. And I'm going to praise Him in the noontime. And I'm going to praise Him when the sun goes down, you know, because God inhabits the praises. The city has its own indirect lighting system, and that's just the glory of God. And if you want to know about the glory, get Billy's tapes on the walking in the light. That's the first time I ever heard you, Sister Billy, was walking in the light in St. Louis, teaching on that, and it just captivated me. I've never forgotten that subject in your teaching. And it's God, and God illuminates the city. The sun and moon, as we know it, are extinct. There'll be no darkness there. There's no evil there. Think about living in a city. Now, the closest that I would think would be here in Branson to heaven. Dean and I think this is heaven on earth. But I'm telling you, because you walk down the streets here, and there's playing Christian music, and you hear people say, praise the Lord, and you look around, and you see people with Christian decor on and everything. But there'll be no evil. You don't have to lock your door. You won't have to be afraid of being raped. You won't have to be afraid of someone stealing what belongs to you. There'll be no famine there. There's water. There's food. The food we ate was, some of the food must be like manna that they're talking about in heaven. It was just a substance that was like a little cracker, but it was like a honey, and it was very sweet. And it sustained you. The good thing about the food we ate in heaven, there was no calories. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And everything you need to sustain life is there. You asked me about colors, predominant colors.
The color of the throne. The rainbow.
It's green. It's emerald. Brilliant emerald. And then you have the predominant colors are, of course, a diamond. Each of these magnificent stones are a different color. And let me just give you some of the colors. Blue is sapphire. A combination of gray, blue, and yellow is chalcedony. Emerald, of course, is green. That's the one that's behind around the throne. Sardius is blood red. A portion of the throne of God is blood red, which stands for a portion of like the judgment, talks about the judgment aspect side of God. And then there's bluish green, pale green or golden, combination of red, violet, and yellow, and amethyst is purple. Now those are all the colors that just stick out there. And the light of the city is Jesus lighting up that city. Revelation 21:2 says, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. Well, you know, my lovely wife here, 40 years, I dressed up on our wedding day, and it took my breath away. And I remember when I was a gospel singer, singing in a church was the first time I ever saw my wife. And I was just singing away, and I looked upon this gorgeous creature that God set aside to give to me, a number 10, and I forgot the words of the song. My pianist said, what happened to you? I said, wow, I just saw this beautiful girl. I've got to get to know her. And, of course, I ran over and introduced myself. She threw herself in my arms, kissed me.
Oh, now.
And that's my side of the story.
I see her. She's over here making faces.
That's my version. But anyways, everybody knows about a bride being adorned for her husband. Heaven is over 6,000 times the size of New York City. Okay, it's 9,000 times the size of Chicago. It's 400 times the size of Texas, because Texas is big. But just think about a place of this magnitude, and nothing, the Bible says, Revelation 21:21, will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does not or does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we're going to enjoy life to the fullest there. We're going to have abundant life with unlimited universal knowledge at our disposal. Material things that we like here upon the earth and enjoy, we're going to have the pleasure of those things.
I'm going to ask you some questions. Tell us tomorrow about your our mansions. And then, of course, folks, you want to tune in because he's going to talk to us about having seen animals in heaven. I know children always want to know that. And, so many things that we haven't gotten to.
Of course, Jesus. I'm going to tell about
what
Jesus
we haven't gotten to Jesus yet.
What he told me.
Oh, my goodness. And so you'll want to be with us all the week. We're making available his book, A Place, A Real Place, A Place Called Heaven by Dr. Gary Wood. We're making it available to you for only $10. You can phone us at 1-800-972-3447. Or you can go on billybrim.org, B-I-L-L, be sure to spell Billy right, B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M.org. And that's the place you can listen, to the back programs that we've already done. Last week we did Monday through Friday, and then this week we're doing again. You can also get your friends and your loved ones to listen in. And if you want to see him, he was with us on Wednesday, May 19th, and you can turn to our streamed live prayer on that date. And he quickly gave his testimony of heaven there, and then we prayed the rest of the time. So we'd like to have you join us on our Wednesday prayers. When we're joined by about 5,000 computers all over the world, you join us there too. And this is everyone today, and we're all going to say to you, as we leave, we got a little audience here today. Shalom, shalom.